بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين نبينا محمد على آله وصحبه أجمعين، أما بعد، our brothers and sisters, to translate the words and the telelink and the lecture that was delivered by Sheikh Abdul Majid Jum'a yesterday here, part of this Dawra to Sheikh Al-Allama Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah ibn Baz rahimahullah ta'ala. The Sheikh Hafidhahullah ta'ala, he began by saying that I praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for his many blessings and his many favors, and that he has allowed and facilitated for us this gathering. And my participation in this dawra to Sheikh Al-Allama Abdul Aziz ibn Abdullah bin Baz rahimahullah. And he said, I thank all of the people that organized it and anybody who partook in facilitating it, and even whoever is here listening. And Allah, ask Allah Azza wa Jalla that He gives us tawfiq. And what was chosen for me to speak about is a statement of Allah, and to ponder over the statement of Allah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul, answer and respond to Allah and His Messenger, idha da'akum lima yuhyikum, when they call you to that which gives you life. The Sheikh says it is not hidden that in the Quran it contains wisdom and it contains knowledge and wisdom that we have been commanded to reflect over, to do tadabbur over. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jalla never sent the Quran down except for this reason, and that we search and discover the Quran and discover the secrets and its meanings. And under this ayah, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu istajibu lillahi wa lirrasooli idha da'akum lima yuhyikum, O you who believe, respond to Allah and His Messenger when they call you and invite you to that which will give you life. In this ayah are treasures of knowledge. And whoever comes across and finds these treasures, then they have attained a lot of khair. And whoever loses out understanding this ayah, then he is at loss. And under this ayah, he said that we shall be having some observations and looking at deeper in the meanings of the ayah. Firstly, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe. Allah opens this ayah by calling out saying Ya is nida, is calling out. And the Sheikh says the secret in this is that when you are teaching someone or when you are giving somebody a lesson, the secret behind this is that this call draws the attention of the person. It draws the attention and the person will begin to listen to what is about to be said. And what is about to be heard deserves to be listened to. So this is a type of tarbiyah and education that Allah Azza wa Jalla is teaching. And it is the best way something can be taught. and delivered, a message can be delivered, that you grab the attention of the listener. Because once you call out this person, you have attracted their hearing. And Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, he said that I was riding with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on an animal, and he said to me, "Ya ghulam, oh boy." And the famous hadith of Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, احفظ الله يحفظك, preserve Allah and Allah will preserve you, preserve Allah's boundaries and Allah will preserve you, to the end of the hadith that is famous. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called out Ibn Abbas to catch his attention, although Ibn Abbas was just behind him. He said, "Ya ghulam, oh boy." And whenever Allah azza wa jalla calls out his servants with this statement, "Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu," it is one of two things. One of two things. Either it is a command with good, Allah's commanding you to do good, is amar bil khayr, or is a nahi an shar, or it is Allah forbidding you from an evil. And as Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu, he said, whenever you hear "Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu fa'ar'iha sam'ak," you should pay attention with your ears. Because it is either khair you are being commanded or evil you are being forbidden. Also, Allah Azza wa Jal, he describes, he calls them up with the name of Iman. O you who believe. Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu. O you who believe. And this is encouraging. This is encouraging for the people, the Muslims who are about to listen, so that they can submit and they can act accordingly. This is an encouragement. And Allah, he gave them this special title, "Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu." It's a special title. And the one who is being spoken to is none other than the one who will act accordingly and listen is none other than the believer, because it is the believers that are being spoken to. And this is a call to the believers, a call of Iman. And responding to the call is part of Iman. Responding to this call is part of Iman, because Allah is calling the believers. So for you to respond, هو من مقتضى الإيمان, it is part of Iman. And you to respond to this call, يا أيها الذين آمنوا, you acting upon what Allah is about to tell you is part of Iman. Allah عز وجل says, وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Obey Allah and His Messenger if you are truly believers. So obeying Allah and His Messenger is a sign of Iman. And likewise here Allah says, "Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu," O you who believe, "Istajibu lillah," respond to Allah, "Walil rasul," and to His Messenger, "Idha da'akum lima yuhyikum," whenever they call you to that which will give you life. And whoever responds to Allah, or whenever you respond to Allah, it shows that you are true in your Iman. Another benefit that is taken from this part of the ayah, "Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu," is that action, amal, dakhilatun fil iman, action, al-a'mal, action is part of Iman. To act and to perform deeds is part of Iman. Because responding to Allah and His Messenger, it includes speech and action. So it is a sign, or this is an evidence, that action is part of Iman. Another benefit is that iman yazidu wa yanqus, it increases and decreases according to the level of the believers. Not all of the believers are of the same level of iman. And the more a person's iman is high and strong, the more they responding to Allah and their response to Allah and His Messenger will increase. And whenever a person's iman is weak, the less they will be responding to Allah and His Messenger. And in this ayah, and it's just this beginning of the ayah, the Shaykh said that here is, all of this is an evidence to make clear and to refute the madhab of the murji'a. Al-murji'a was a sect who said that amal, action, is not part of iman. They said al-amal, al-iman, qawlun wa'tiqad. They said it is just to believe and to speak with your tongue. La ilaha illallah in your tongue. But action is not part of iman. The Shaykh is saying this ayah, it refutes this. It shows that it is incorrect and wrong. Because the murji'a, they said that actions is not part of iman. They said that iman is all of one level, and we just spoke, and the Shaykh said that this ayah is evidence of different levels of iman. Some mu'mineen are stronger, some mu'mineen are weaker. There's levels. And likewise, the murji'a, they said that if you do ma'asi, if you do sin, it doesn't affect your iman. And this is all incorrect. And to believe this is corruption in the deen, it's fasad, it's corruption in the deen. What is left for a person? They don't have to do any action. Their iman doesn't increase or decrease. And if they sin, your iman doesn't change. What is left? There's no deen left for that person. There's a corruption in the deen, Shaykh says. In this ayah, another benefit is the manaqib, the merits, the excellence, the high station of the Sahaba of the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because this speech was in their time. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, directly was speaking to the Sahaba. It was directly speaking to the Sahaba in their time. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He called them out with the description of iman. Allah, He is testifying that they are believers and that they are Ahlul Iman. The second part of this ayah, after we've looked at the first part, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, the second part is Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul, respond to Allah and His Messenger. As for the statement of Allah, Istajibu, Allah Azza wa Jalla, this is a command. Istajibu is an amr, fi'lu amr. It is a command, meaning respond, answer Allah and His Messenger. Imam Bukhari, na'am, afwan. Responding to Allah is following His kitab. Responding to Allah is following His kitab. And responding to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is responding to him himself directly in his life when he was alive. When he was alive, it was responding directly to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in person. And after his death, salawatullahi wa salamuhu alayhi, it is to respond to his sunnah. It is to respond to his sunnah after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In his lifetime was to respond to him in person and answer him and to act upon what he says. And after his death, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is to respond to his sunnah. Just like the statement of Allah, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ati'u allaha wa ati'u rasoola wa ulil amri minkum fa in tanaza'tum fi shay'in farudduhu ila Allahi wa rasool. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority over you. فَإِن تَنَازَعْتُمْ فِي شَيْءٍ, if you differ in anything, if there's difference in anything, فَرُدُّوهُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَالرَّسُولِ, then take it back to Allah and His Messenger. The Shaykh says, the ulama are all in agreement. Ittafaq al-ulama, they all agreed that ar-radd ila Allah, farudduhu ila Allah, returning to Allah is returning to the book of Allah. And ar-radd ila ar-rasul, farudduhu ila Allah war-rasul, going back and returning to the messenger, is that in his lifetime it is to him, to his that, to himself, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And after his death, it is to his sunnah. This is an agreement of the scholars. And this istijaba, istajibu, istijaba is imtithal al-awamir wal-intiha an-nawahi wal-tasdiqu bima akhbar wal-inqiyadu lahu bit-ta'a. It is to act upon his command, and it is to stay away from his prohibition, and it is to believe the information he gives you, and it is to submit to the Prophet ﷺ and Allah and his messenger's command. In this ayah, again, there's a dalala, there's an evidence that the believer has to strive time and time again. They have to fight themselves in responding to Allah and his messenger. And why? Because Allah is speaking to who? Who did we say Allah is speaking to in this ayah directly? To the Sahaba. Were the Sahaba already responding to Allah and his messenger? Yes. But Allah is telling them to continue to fight responding to Allah and his messenger. Just as Allah says in another place in Surah Al-Hadid at the end, Ya ayyuhal ladina amanu, aminu billahi wa rasooli. Oh, you who believe in Allah and his messenger. Allah is speaking to the believers who already believe. But he's telling them to continue to believe in Allah and his messenger. Aminu billah, continue. So Shaykh says that it is here, the secret is that you continue. You have to renew your iman. You have to renew your responding to Allah and his messenger. Continue. Because for you to neglect this will lead you to misguidance. Do you not see, the Shaykh says, do you not see that in the salah, the believers, they say in every single salah, اهدنا الصراط المستقيم, guide us to the straight path. صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم, the path of those you have favored, to the end of the surah. They're asking Allah for guidance all the time. But the situation is that this person who is asking for this in the salah every single day, he's guided. He's a person who's guided. Allah guides this person to the salah and to worship. But he's continuously asking Allah, guide me, guide us to the straight path. It is so that it remains continuous. You're asking Allah to keep you firm, to keep strong on the iman. Stay strong and to stay firm on the iman. And this is what we need to do. Then the Shaykh says, because not everybody who responds to Allah and his messenger, not everybody who is guided will remain guided. Not everybody who is guided now will continue to be guided. Some people will go astray. And not everybody who responds to Allah and his messenger will continue to respond to Allah and his messenger. This is why you are asking Allah to keep me strong, to keep me firm, and to forever respond to Allah, and to forever stay guided. So it is a must that a person strives for this iman and takes care of his iman. Just like the zari', the farmer who's farming, he's growing vegetables and fruit, he takes care of his crops, he takes care of what he's growing. A person should take care of their iman. In this ayah, in this part of the ayah, استجيبوا لله وللرسول, respond to Allah and his messenger, is a dalil, is an evidence that it is wajib to follow the kitab and the sunnah. It is wajib, an obligation to follow the kitab and the sunnah. That we follow it, and that we judge by it, and that we take its rulings, That we follow it. We judge by it. The judging is by the Kitab and the Sunnah, and the ruling is taken from the Kitab and the Sunnah. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He commanded so many different places in the Quran to obey Him and His Messenger. Allah says, قُلْ أَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولُ فَإِنْ تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُحِبُّ الْكَافِرِينَ. Say, O Muhammad, obey Allah and His Messenger, and if they turn away, then Allah does not like the disbelievers. And Allah says, وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. Obey Allah and His Messenger so that you receive mercy. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَأُولِي الْأَمْرِ مِنْكُمْ. O you who believe, obey Allah and obey His Messenger and those in authority over you. Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا وَأَطِيعُوا اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُوا الرَّسُولَ وَاحْذَرُوا. Obey Allah and obey His Messenger and beware, be careful. And so many ayat that Allah Azza wa Jalla says this, where He's commanding to obey Allah and obey the Messenger. In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He commands to obey Him and to obey the Messenger more than 30 different places in the Quran. Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal said this, rahimahullah ta'ala. In fact, Allah made the obedience of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam obedience of Allah. Allah says, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys the Messenger, then he has obeyed Allah. It's connected. The obedience of the Messenger is the obedience of Allah. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He commanded us to love the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, because loving him is loving Allah. The Shaykh says, and he uses the ayah, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ in Surah Al-Tawbah, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ. That loving the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is loving Allah. And Allah, He tells us not to harm the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that harming the Messenger is harming Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُؤْذُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ لَعَنَهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. Those, indeed those who harm Allah and His Messenger, Allah has cursed them in the dunya and the akhirah. And the ayah that brings everything together, before that, the ma'asiyah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, disobedience to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is also disobedience to Allah. And the ayah that brings all of this together to highlight our obedience to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the ayah in Surah An-Nisa, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. Allah says, by Allah, فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ, by no means, by your Lord, لا يؤمنون, they do not believe, حتى يحكموك, until they make you, O Muhammad, the judge between them, فيما شجر بينهم, in those things that they differ on. The Shaykh says, the secret in this ayah of in Surah An-Nisa, فلا وربك لا يؤمنون, by no means, by Allah, والله, they do not believe until they make you the judge, O Muhammad. The secret is that Allah Azza wa Jalla is swearing by him, His own self. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ. This wow, وَرَبِّكَ is a wow al-qasam. It's an oath that Allah is swearing. But who is He swearing by? He's swearing by His own self, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And He removes iman. He removes iman from everybody until they do three things. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ, they do not believe. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Number one, they take you as a judge in what they differ in. Every single thing that the Muslims disagree on, it should be taken back to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's sunnah and the kitab. whether it's in the usul of the deen or the furu' of the deen, the foundations, the principles and foundations of the deen, or the branch and the furu' of the religion, in every single major and minor affair, that we take it back to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The second thing is that we are pleased, al-ridha, that we are pleased with the judgment of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِمَّا قَضَيْتَ. When they come to you for judgment, that they do not find any difficulty in their heart. They don't find it. This is a bad judgment. This is wrong. No, that they are pleased, al-ridha, that they do not oppose it. Just like that man Dhul Khuwaisira did. Dhul Khuwaisira was a man who was at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he was giving out the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was giving wealth, was giving money out. And he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Muhammad, i'dil. Oh Muhammad, be fair, be just, be fair in the way you're giving. Because this is the way you are giving it is not fair." Umar radiallahu anhu, he said, "Ya Rasulullah, let me take the neck of this munafiq. Let me take his neck, let me kill him." Then the Prophet ﷺ said, "No, Umar. From this man's back, from his children, will come people." And the Prophet ﷺ began to describe the khawarij. تَحْقِرُونَ صَلَاتَكُمْ إِلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ. You will see your salah as nothing compared to their salah. يَمْرُقُونَ مِنَ الدِّينِ. They will leave the religion. Khawarij. He was the first person to go against the Prophet Muhammad's judgment. And the Shaykh said that in this statement of Umar, "Let me strike the neck of the munafiq," the Prophet never said, "He's not a munafiq, don't say this." The Prophet said, "No, leave him. Which shows that this man was a munafiq. The third thing that you will not have iman unless you do is wa yusallimu taslima, that you submit to the judgment of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam totally. Fala wa rabbika la yu'minun. By no way, by your Lord, do they ever believe. Hatta yuhakkimuka fi ma shajara baynahum. Until they take you as a judge in the things that they differ in. Thumma la yajidu fi anfusihim harajan mimma qadayt. Then they do not find any difficulty in your judgment. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And they submit to your judgment. And whoever has these three, then their iman is complete, inshallah ta'ala, the Shaykh said. And likewise, this part of the ayah, استجيبوا لله وللرسول, is evidence to obey, to obey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the evidence, and يعني, what can support this is the hadith in Sahih al-Bukhari. The Imam al-Bukhari rahimahullah, he collects from Abi Sa'id ibn al-Mu'alla, who said, "I was in Salah one day, and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he called me. So Abu Sa'id said, I continued to pray. I never left the prayer, I continued to pray. Then when I finished, I went over to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he said, 'Why didn't you come to me when I called you?' Doesn't Allah say, 'Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul,' respond to Allah and His Messenger?" And this is the hadith that talks about fada'il Surah Al-Fatiha and the virtue and the excellence of Surah Al-Fatiha. Anyway, now this is the evidence that we should respond to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam immediately. But this Sahabi, Abi Sa'id ibn al-Mu'alla, he was in Salah and he thought to not break his Salah. It was ijtihad from him, and this was what he thought. However, it was that he should have responded to Allah, the Messenger, immediately, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that we return to and that we respond to now, alongside the Quran, the sunnah, the relationship between the sunnah and the Quran is one of three things. The relationship between the sunnah, and the Quran is one of three things. Either the Sunnah will bring a hukum, a judgment that supports what is in the Quran. A judgment, the Prophet ﷺ in his hadith, in his Sunnah, he says a hukum, shar'i, a religious judgment that is the same and it supports something already in the Quran. Or it explains something that is in the Quran. The Sunnah will come and explain something that is already in the Quran that is being left general. For example, وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ. Allah says, establish the prayer. The Sunnah comes and it establishes for us what the prayer is and how to pray it and the times and the raka'at and what to say. The Sunnah comes and does all of this for the Quran. Or it clarifies the meanings of something in the Quran. That's number two. So either it supports a judgment in the Quran, or it clarifies something in the Quran, or explains something that is in the Quran. And the third thing is that it increases, it brings its own judgment. That the Prophet ﷺ himself makes a judgment, a hukum, from himself, of course, of revelation, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that isn't in the Quran. A judgment that isn't in the Quran. And we have to accept this because Allah says, "Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul." Respond to Allah and His Messenger. And He said this, "Istajibu lillahi." Respond to Allah, wa lirrasul, and respond to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This repetition of this lam. لام الأمر لله وللرسول هذا حرف الجر is it increases in the meaning that Allah Azza wa Jal is saying that the Prophet's judgment can be separate from Allah's judgment. Allah Azza wa Jal says وَأَطِيعُ اللَّهَ وَأَطِيعُ الرَّسُولِ. Obey Allah and obey the Messenger, which shows that the ta'a of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is separate, is independent. It is independent from the obedience of Allah. The obedience of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is independent. If he says something, you do it. And what is an evidence for this is, or what can increase in evidence for this is the hadith of Miqdam ibn Ma'di Karib, radiallahu anhu, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, أَلَا إِنِّي أُوتِيتُ الْقُرْآنَ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ. Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, I was given the Qur'an, I was given the kitab, وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ, and something that is the same as the kitab, with the kitab. And this, there was nothing else that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given except the sunnah. There was nothing that the Prophet ﷺ was given except the Sunnah. Then the Prophet ﷺ, he said, there will be, or let not there be, رَجُلٌ شَبْعَانَ عَلَىٰ أَرِيكَتِهِ, a man who is full stomach on his sofa, يَقُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ, who says, let's take this kitab, فَمَا وَجَدْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ حَلَالٍ فَأَحِلُّوهُ وَمَا وَجَدْتُمْ فِيهِ مِنْ حَرَامٍ فَحَرِّمُوهُ. Whatever we find in the book that is halal, let's make it halal. Whatever is in the book that is haram, let's make it haram. That's when the Prophet ﷺ said, أَلَا إِنِّي أُوتِيتُ الْقُرْآنَ وَمِثْلَهُ مَعَهُ. Indeed, I was given the Qur'an and something that is with, like the Qur'an, with the Qur'an. And this is min a'lam al-nubuwa. This is a sign of the prophethood of our Prophet Muhammad ﷺ. This is a sign of how true the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is, because he's telling us something that is going to happen. He's telling us this shouldn't happen. He's telling us it will happen. And today the Shaykh says, that we have a group, a ta'ifa, who calls themselves Al-Qur'aniyin, the Qur'anis, or the Hadith rejectors. people reject the hadith. They say, we just follow in the Quran. Just as the Prophet ﷺ said. He's full stomach on his sofa, saying, let's take this book. Whatever's in the book, we take. Nothing else. In this hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, أَلَا إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مِثْلُ مَا حَرَّمَ اللَّهِ. Indeed, whatever the messenger makes haram is the same as what Allah makes haram. Then he started to say, أَلَا لَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ حِمَارُ الْأَهْلِ وَلَا كُلِّ ذِي مِخْلَطٍ مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. He says that he gives judgments and halal, things that are haram that isn't in the Quran. He tells us things that are haram that isn't in the Quran. He tells us that some animals are not halal. And it's not found in the Quran. Some of the Salaf, they said that Jibreel used to come down with the Sunnah just like he used to come down with the Quran. كان جبريل ينزل بالسنة كما ينزل بالقرآن. He would come down with the Sunnah just like he comes down with the Quran. Ibn Hazm رحمه الله, Abu Muhammad Ibn Hazm رحمه الله, he said, الوحي وحيان. The wahi, the revelation is two. متلو وغير متلو. A wahi, a revelation that is recited, the Quran. وغير متلو, and one that isn't recited, which is the Sunnah. So these people came and they appeared and they said that we're only following the Quran. And this, the earliest appearance of this group was in the time of Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. And he mentions it in his book Ar-Risala under the chapter Al-Ihtijaj Bis-Sunnah. Under the chapter of يعني, Al-Ihtijaj Bis-Sunnah, using the Sunnah as evidence. He said that he debated one of them. And he said to them, هل تجد في القرآن أن صلاة الفجر ركعتين وأن صلاة الظهر أربع ركعات. Did you find in the Quran that the Fajr is two rak'ahs and Dhuhr is four rak'ahs and Asr is four rak'ahs? Did you find this in the Quran? Or did you find in the Quran that Fajr you read out loud and Dhuhr and Asr you don't read out loud and Maghrib and Isha you read out loud? Do you find this? Do you find how much to give of zakah in the Quran? What to give? Do you find the ahkam and the rulings of siyam, fasting, Ramadan, do you find it? Or hajj, where the Prophet, where? Do you find it in the Quran? So whatever comes in the Quran that is unclear or that is unexplained, the Sunnah comes and explains it. As we said, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, أَلَا لَا يَحِلُّ لَكُمْ الْحِمَارُ الْأَهْلِ وَلَا كُلِّ ذِي مِخْلَبٍ مِنَ الطَّيْرِ. Any, he makes haram specific animals. حِمَارُ الْأَهْلِ is the donkey that is domestic, that is in the city. He says haram to eat. And likewise, any bird, a bird that has claws is haram to eat. This is not found in the Quran. It wasn't found in the Quran. In fact, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, وَأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَا وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ. Allah lists some things that are haram. And then He says, وَأُحِلَّ لَكُمْ مَا وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ. Anything other than this is halal for you. But the Sunnah comes and tells you some other things that aren't in the Quran is haram as well. Likewise, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made haram afwan na'am. Allah says wa an tajma'u bayna al-ukhtayn in the Quran, that it is haram for you to marry two sisters. The Sunnah comes and tells you also you cannot marry a woman and her auntie, her, from her mom's side and her dad's side. It's not in the Quran. In this ayah is an evidence that استجيبوا لله وللرسول or respond to Allah and His Messenger. In this ayah is also evidence that the sunnah, that hadith that comes in the asaneed, the chain of narration, which is mutawatir or ahad. Some ahadith came, large groups of companions, they reported to large groups of tabi'een, and large groups of tabi'een reported to large numbers. We accept those. And likewise, we accept the hadith that comes from one man to another man, to another man. We accept them. These are called ahadith, ahad. In the usul of the deen and the ahkam of the deen, we accept them, all of them. We don't differentiate. Unlike the Ahlul Bid'ah, the people of innovation, who said that we don't accept the akhbar al-ahad, the ahadith that come from one man, we can't accept it. Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah and the Sahaba themselves, لم يفرقوا بينما ورد عليهم من المتواتر والآحاد. The Sahaba, they never differentiated, they accepted it. They accepted the hadith of the Rasul ﷺ, as long as it's from the Prophet ﷺ. Like, and he gave, the Shaykh gave example, the Tahweel al-Qibla, the Qibla being changed from Baytul Maqdis to the Kaaba, to the Haram Mecca. It came from one man. One man came and told the Sahaba while they were praying Fajr. They were in Ruku' and he said, I testify that the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam received revelation that we should face the Kaaba. And they all changed. They never said, no, you're just one man, bring 10 others. They never said this. They accepted that one man, his report. So ahadith al-ahad, this is the evidence that we accept it. Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul. The next part of the ayah, it says, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ. When they call you and invite you to that which will give you life. The Shaykh says, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ. Allah says, Istajibu lillahi wa lirrasul. Respond to Allah and His Messenger. إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ. Allah says, mentions two, Allah and His Messenger. And then He says, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ in the mufrad, صِغَةُ الْإِفْرَاد. يعني in singular. Here we have two. Then Allah says, إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ, when you are invited, in the singular. In the Arabic, this is Arabic grammar, going to Arabic grammar. Showing that the Prophet ﷺ, he only invites to what Allah wants. That the invitation of the Prophet ﷺ is the same as the invitation of Allah. And it doesn't, whatever the Prophet ﷺ commands and forbids, all of it is from Allah. The Sharia is all from Allah. And as we said, Allah made the obedience of the Prophet ﷺ obedience of Him. مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولَ فَقَدْ أَطَاعَ اللَّهِ. Whoever obeys, the Messenger has obeyed Allah. Then Allah says, لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ إِذَا دَعَاكُمْ لِمَا يُحْيِيكُمْ, to that which will give you life. And everything that Allah, He invites and His Messenger invites, it will give us life, it will give us happiness in the dunya and the akhirah. And it will give us protection in the dunya and the akhirah. And it will give us falah, success in the dunya and the akhirah. And it takes us out of the dhulumat, from darkness, from shirk, and kufr, from shirk to Islam, from kufr to iman, from jahiliyyah, dhulumatul jahiliyyah, to the nur and the good akhlaq. So this is the true hayat, this is the true life. Hayatul qulub wal arwah, the life of the heart and the ruh. And there is no true life except by responding to Allah and His Messenger. And the more you respond to Allah and His Messenger, the more you'll be given life. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He described this good life in the ayah, مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِّنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ. Whoever works righteous deeds, male and female, وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, while they are mu'min, believers, Allah says, فَلَنُحْيَيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً. We shall give them a good life. Allah, the Prophet, the Shaykh, حفظه الله تعالى, he said, Allah Azza wa Jal, He made special, this good life is specifically for the believers, the ones who combine between iman and amal. He promised them hayatan tayyiba, a good life. And he mentioned elsewhere the hayatul qulub, the life and the bringing back to life of the hearts, and it's and the light of the heart. And then he spoke about the dhulumat, the darknesses. Allah says, فَمَنْ يُرِدِ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. Whoever Allah wishes to guide, he opens his chest to Islam. وَمَنْ يُرِدِ أَنْ يُضِلَّهُ يَجْعَلْ صَدْرَهُ ضَيِّقًا حَرَجًا كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ. And whoever Allah wishes to send astray, he makes his heart tight and restricted. كَأَنَّمَا يَصَّعَّدُ فِي السَّمَاءِ, as though he is going up into the heavens. We know the higher you go, the less oxygen. You cannot breathe. You begin to get tight chest. And this is the true haya that Allah Azza wa Jal, he has promised. And he says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَضَ عَنْ ذِكْرِي. And the one who turns away from my remembrance, فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ضَنْكَ. They will have a depressed life. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَعْمَى. And they will be brought on the Day of Judgment blind. And Allah Azza wa Jal has promised them guidance. And He's promised them things that will please their eyes. The coolness of the eyes. قُرَّةُ الْعُيُونَ وَانْشِرَاحُ الْقُلُوبِ. And that their chests are made open. If they obey Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And some of the Salaf, they said, لَوْ يَعْلَمُ الْمُلُوكُ. If the kings of the world, they knew the na'im, the blessing, the bliss that we have, the na'im that we have in our hearts, if they knew, لَجَالَدُونَ, they would have fought us for it. If they knew the bliss that we had, the happiness that we have, they would have fought us for it. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla gives those that believe and work righteous deeds, He gives them a good life. And this is the haqiqah, this is the real al-hayat al-tayyibah, to respond to Allah and His Messenger. And the Shaykh says, a scholar who reached this level was Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, rahimahullah. Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, when he was put in jail, he reached this, he recognized this. He said, مَا يَفْعَلُ أَعْدَائِي بِي. What can my enemy do to me? بُسْتَانِي فِي قَلْبِي. My garden is in my heart. If they kick me out of the land, it will be a holiday. It will be a travel for me, a holiday. If they put me in jail, it is khalwa, it is time for me to worship. And if they kill me, I go back to Allah. He understood the real life because Allah gave him this. And that's when he was put in jail and they closed the door, he said the ayah, فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ لَهُ بَابٍ بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. Where it speaks about on the Day of Judgment when the hypocrites will be blocked from the believers and there's a door that will be put between the believers and the munafiqeen. Allah says, بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. On the inside of the door is mercy and on the outside is punishment. Ibn Taymiyyah is saying that this is my mercy. This door that's closed on me, this is inside here is my mercy. And then he began to worship Allah. He began to call out to Allah. He began to do ibadat. And then Allah Azza wa Jal opened up for him ilm and understanding and the secrets of the sharia and barakah. And he taught him so much in there. And he used to say, rahimahullah, inna fi dunya la jannah. In this dunya, there is a jannah. Whoever doesn't receive it in the dunya will not receive it in the hereafter. And what he meant was that the person goes and worships Allah and stands in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship. This is the jannah in this dunya. And Allah Azza wa Jalla, He described this religion, this Quran, the wahi and the sunnah as ruh, it is life. وَكَذَٰلِكَ أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ رُوحًا مِّنْ أَمْرِنَا. Allah says, and like this we reveal to you and we inspire to you a ruh, a spirit of that gives life. It gives life to the hearts that are dead. نعم. And then the Shaykh حفظه الله تعالى, he begins to speak about some of the deviant sects, the متكلمين, the أشاعرة, the people who had philosophy, who went into philosophy, and how they left the علم النافع, the correct and beneficial knowledge, and they went to go and learn the philosophy of the Greeks and the Romans, and how when they wasted their whole life, they came and realized that we've wasted our time, that the true knowledge is in the book of Allah and the hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is where the true haya, the true knowledge, it lies. And he began to mention some of their statements. And this is in a nutshell, to conclude, this is the speech of the Shaykh Hafidhullah Ta'ala. May Allah Azza wa Jalla reward him and allow us to benefit by way of this. جزاكم الله خير for listening patiently. وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد, والحمد لله رب العالمين.